Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Pivot Point
on Kaya Biz.
I'm excited for our next conversation because my next guest joins us as the head of insurance and fiduciary at Standard Bank South Africa, Shaga Zwane, joining us in studio tonight. Such a pleasure to have you, Shaga.
It's such a privilege to be with you here tonight, Gugu. Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Good evening. Now, many might not be aware, but you are actively involved in a lot of the research that we discuss here on Kaya Biz. A few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke to your colleague Tiamo around youth spending dynamics and what that does involve just in terms of where we swipe, what we do. You heard I said we. I'm including myself as a youth there.
Absolutely.
But coupled with that, we also have engaged in conversations around the interesting shifting dynamics regarding insurance and risk cover for South Africans. And maybe let's just start there. When people think insurance, it's like, oh, grudge purchase, oh, funeral policy. But in as much as we might sigh, these are products and tools that play a very critical role in our financial sustainability, independence, and wealth creation in the long term.
Absolutely, Gugu. Once again, it's really a privilege to be here. Let me start by sharing some stats. Research tells us that actually South Africans are actually underinsured, which is a huge risk. Whether you're talking short-term insurance or life insurance, we are actually underinsured. And I mean, if you think of some of the eras that we come from, if you think about COVID, for instance. COVID was a rude awakening for many of us South Africans, and I suppose globally as well. What COVID taught us is that insurance, much as it's a grudge purchase, it's actually quite important. Whether you're talking about life insurance, short-term insurance, or credit life insurance. Let me give you a classic example. I mean, credit life is that type of insurance that banks offer you when you take an unsecured loan, or when you take your when you take up a credit card debt or a short-term debt, short-term loan, revolving loans, term loans as individuals. What that does, what credit life does, is in the event that you pass on or get retrenched or become disabled, that particular insurance kicks in.
Yes.
And it actually mitigates the risk.
This is so important, Shaga, because so many of us have loved ones who happen to pass away. And as we know, if there's no will or any type of life insurance, it's a huge administrative process.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have credit life insurance, they still need to pay off their debt by winding down their estate. And that's really important that we highlight that too, to be mindful of as South Africans. You don't want to pass away and leave your family with a burden.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I mean, taking us back to, because, you know, it's easy to forget, Gugu and the listeners. If you think back during the COVID time, we lost a lot of South Africans and we lost a lot of people globally. And you know what was said, and that's where it really, once again, was a rude awakening, because those who had a credit life, it was easy for their debts to be paid. And a lot of people got retrenched. Companies were closing. We know that unemployment shot up quite a bit during that era. And again, the advantage is that many people who had a credit life, for instance, actually had their debts paid up. But that's not all. It's not just about credit life. For example, it's about funeral insurance. And what is interesting, Gugu, is that stats tell us that there are more female South Africans that actually take up funeral insurance than males. That is quite interesting.
Very. And I think it really speaks to our societal structures,
right? Absolutely. I mean, you would find females having two or three of these funeral insurance products as opposed to males. So we're not saying males don't, but we're saying in the majority, we find females actually taking up more of that. And what is actually interesting is that even amongst the youth, I mean, if I can use Standard Bank as a barometer, an example, in Standard Bank, one third of our funeral policies, our funeral base, our funeral book, is actually the youth.
That, I must say, I found surprising when I read the research, because I thought as young individuals, we often toss caution to the wind and think, oh no, well, I don't need to take care of anyone. But it speaks to a heightened level of financial responsibility,
absolutely.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, in fact, what is interesting is that a lot of these youth are taking up these funeral policies not for themselves. In fact, not even only for themselves and their immediate families. What we found is that the majority of the youth, the one-third, most of the people they cover, it's actually their own families.
Mm-hmm.
It's their mother, it's their father, it's their uncle.
Yes.
Not even just their immediate families, which is quite interesting because the perception out there could be that the youth are worried about themselves only, they don't care about families. But actually, the youth are taking these products, particularly funeral in this case, to cover their extended family, not just themselves and their immediate families.
100%. I find this so refreshing and I think really important for us to emphasize, because it does mean that we are paying attention and that the messaging as well from financial services institutions and banks like Standard Bank is hitting close to home.
Absolutely.
But maybe that's where, this is where we need to go. No longer do we just interact with our banks just as banks, you know, that you take my money from my employer, you distribute it to me, I go out on the weekend and spend it how I choose. And I think this is a perfect opportunity just for us to take a look at how you've witnessed the evolution of banking in your career, and largely when it also speaks to the insurance and risk side, including investment, because now it's not just opening up your app to transact, it's really opening up to this environment of wealth management.
Absolutely. So, Gugu and the listeners, I joined the banking industry 3 decades ago. You were spot on when you said that.
But let me not
know, it doesn't look like that.
People say I'm focusing on your physical appearance. Your mind is something I also appreciate.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Both, yes.
Actually, it's interesting. I mean, I started my career in a branch setup, in a branch environment.
Yeah.
And I remember how we used to have long queues in the branch, especially on month ends, especially on Pensioners' Day, when the pensioners, you know, the old age pensioners come and draw their pensions.
Yeah.
It is so interesting that the banks were typically 8:30 to 3:30 institutions.
Yep.
And you would have to run away from work to make sure that you go to the bank before the bank closes at 3:30. One of the greatest evolutions and one of the most interesting ones that, I mean, one cannot help but talk about it is how we have actually given time back to our customers, how we've actually brought convenience to our customers. What am I talking about? I mean, whether the bank closes at 3:30 or not, you're not worried anymore because the bank is on your phone.
100%.
The bank is on some online platform somewhere, you know, mobile platform somewhere. And what is exciting is that we're finding more and more South Africans actually using these mobile platforms to actually take advantage of that convenience. So for me, digital banking or digitalization of banking is actually what has been one of the greatest evolutions. You no longer have to worry about getting to the bank at 3:30 in the afternoon because you've got it. And what is nice is you can almost do everything on your phone or at some online platform that you could do at the bank. Safe, secured, at the comfort of your home.
100%. Let's zone into safe, because it took a while for many individuals perhaps to adjust to online banking, and then banking apps were introduced. Now you can literally withdraw money from an ATM using a QR code. You don't even need your card. And I think that really speaks to the level of innovation that we see, but also trust, because our money is very personal to us, Shaga.
I want it when I need it. We work hard for it.
And I think that's something that we also need to emphasize in the world of technology that we've shifted to.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the amount of effort technological innovation and strengthening of systems that the banks do implement to ensure that our money is safe and protected. And I think it's important to highlight this given the world of scammers that we live in right now.
Yeah. Gugu and the listeners, I think most importantly, one cannot run away from the whole safety aspect. So safety starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
Safeguarding your hard-earned money starts with you.
Yeah.
But I think listeners can draw comfort in knowing that banks generally have very strong and solid security systems.
Yes.
Whether you're talking cyber security to prevent cyber fraud, whether you're talking, you know, physical, you know, security, even at our ATMs, most of the banks we all have, we've got security guards. So I think it's a very important aspect. And I think what is also great about this is that It's banks have put safeguards to make sure that you've got limits.
Mm.
So you can limit yourself in terms of how much you can withdraw per day, as an example.
Yes.
The most basic. You can limit yourself in terms of how much you can transfer from your account to another. And that is a safeguard. I can go on and on and on. But I think I have to emphasize this, that safety and security starts with yourself.
Definitely. Very important for us to make sure that we keep our limits in order. And of course, passwords also safe and not given under duress, as we know that that's been a pressure point for many South
and
Africans.
And don't share your OTP.
Yay!
I mean, this is a universal rule.
Right?
I see even the telcos are now actually using OTP. I'm using one telco, and they work on an OTP basis. And they loudly say, don't share your OTP. So don't share your OTP.
Exactly.
That's your greatest security feature.
This is so important, Shaga, because as you say before, you could just trust withdrawing yourself from any responsibility by saying, well, my money's in a safe in the bank in town, and I go there on a Saturday morning. But right now we've got the tools using technology. Of those tools that we mentioned, it's not just transacting, it's not just insurance as well, but you've also had some experience when it comes to wealth, the wealth division of the bank and wealth management. And I think it's so fascinating. Just yesterday we had one of our listeners, Busisiwe, and we're talking about creating wealth, and she told us that her little daughter uses the Stash app.
Wow.
To make sure that after transacting, they make sure that they put some money away,
tax-free
saving account.
That's unbelievable.
Right? And I think this is important because, again, reflecting on your experience in the industry and largely at Standard Bank, you've actually witnessed how we change our approach to wealth as well.
Absolutely.
And that's critical.
And it's critical. Like, I mean, Gugu, I will dare say this, that, you know, we're not born to be poor.
Yes.
We're born to be wealthy.
100%.
We deserve to be wealthy. And, I have to actually go as far as saying that it also starts with you. It starts with us, the listeners.
Mm.
And again, Stash is a perfect example of that. Stash is an app and a tool where if you've got some little bit of change that's left somewhere, you can stash it somewhere. That's why I call it Stash.
Yeah.
So I really have to say I'm quite proud of Standard Bank for coming up with this amazing innovation. So I guess in summary, let's save. We're slowly approaching August, the National Savings Month.
Uh-huh.
So I really have to implore the listeners out there to say, it doesn't matter how much. It could be 100 rand here, 200 rand there, but save, save, save. You know what is most important and what is exciting? In fact, one of our leaders in Standard Bank calls this the eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, yes. Compound interest.
Compound interest.
She
calls it the eighth wonder of the world.
So
saving is actually, instead of paying interest, how about getting interest?
Yeah.
And when you save, you earn interest.
Yeah.
So I really encourage the listeners to really think about, let's not use everything that we work so hard for. In fact, I once read a book, if I may, Gugu, a very interesting book. It's a book I'd recommend for any young person, older person out there. This book changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called The Richest Man in Babylon. And the book talks about, before you pay anybody else with your sweat and your hard-earned money, pay yourself first.
Mm.
Because you can be the richest man in Babylon.
100%. Shaga, I also think you've had the opportunity, and I can tell youth is a passion point for you.
Absolutely.
But you've seen how the youth have also shifted their thinking when it comes to banking and wealth creation opportunities.
Yeah.
Are there a few highlights that you can share with us from a Standard Bank point of view? Just exactly how much emphasis we're really placing on being a lot more financially responsible as youth in the country?
I think we started at Gugu and the listeners by talking about the funeral cover.
Yes.
We've seen the youth being responsible, taking up insurance products. By the way, while I'm at it, I have to talk a little bit about the insurance products.
Yes.
Did you know that in Standard Bank, you can actually take up some of our insurance offerings on our banking app?
So it's quick, it's efficient.
It's quick, it's easy. You determine your own cover. So I'm trying to say we've made sure that we tailor these solutions and place them in the platforms that the youth will find very exciting and easy to take them up from as a starting point. And secondly, I must tell you that we are seeing a growth in a lot of our youth offerings, in the take-up of our youth offerings. I mean, again, I can talk about the partnership we've got with ShopRite Checkers, the Checkers 6060.
Yes.
I mean,
for YouCount, right?
For YouCount, absolutely. If you bank with Standard Bank and you've got YouCount and you purchase using your credit card, you actually can get up to 40% back if you actually order online using your Checkers 6060 app, which is typically what the youth would, you know, like.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to say lots of solutions, and we see a very huge take up of those because we've placed them on the fingertips of the youth.
Yeah, definitely. And it's competitive, especially in the market where
Absolutely.
We're in, where we really do live in a digital age.
Absolutely.
We do have a few WhatsApps that we have been calling for. Some have come through via text, others via voice note. And I'm keen to get your thoughts on them. But if you want to participate, share your views as well. 0636880959. If you're youth in South Africa, maybe you're young at heart too. That's fine. But how are you managing your finances and your wealth, especially when it comes to covering risk? Typically, we think of insurance as a grudge purchase, but as has been mentioned in this conversation, it is something that is critical to our financial well-being. If you just joined us, it's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm in conversation with the executive head of Insurance and Fiduciary South Africa for Standard Bank South Africa. I'm keen to dig deep dive into some of the realities that South Africans are facing. And I guess, Shaga, this calls on, you know, your expertise that we've seen throughout the last three decades. Gosh, I keep saying that at the bank, and your experience. And a text that has come through from Lone Wolf actually speaks about making sure that we continue to educate the youth around funeral policies. So yeah. I'm going to read it. It's rather long, but I'll paraphrase. It says, "Hi, Kukuletu. I'm not blaming or trying to say funeral plans are less important. I think our youth still needs to be educated and be encouraged to also invest money rather than taking out funeral plans only. I notice most people, both young and old, don't read articles or talk about money, savings and investment. Young people are mostly reading about gossip, celebrity news and other stuff of that nature. I'm also coming from a family and a background where there are no financial education references, but I have taken it upon myself to learn how money works and how to make it work for me through the power of compounding interest on saved money from investments." That's from Ngosi from Brakpan. So I guess he's echoing the sentiments that you share, that
Amazing.
This education needs to go forward.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a few lessons that perhaps that you can also share from a Standard Bank point of view and your experience within the banking fraternity around the heightened focus on financial education. I know a lot of consumers say the banks just take our money, but they have been efforts, a lot of efforts, to prioritize the fact that we know more.
Absolutely. And Kuku and the listeners, one of those things that, in fact, if you're a young person, just started working, you know, got a solid career, irrespective of what you earn, it is absolutely critical that you have a financial plan. We've got these amazing people.
And can we please emphasize where this financial plan is established?
Absolutely.
Because it's not a fake account of your famous influencer on guiding you on money, right?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
These are individuals who've been trained, who are qualified to actually sit down with you and say, what is your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself financially in 3 years' time? You know, Kuku, I love the text from the listener, because we actually spend so much time on entertainment and other things, but we don't spend sufficient time talking about our own wealth. Where do I begin? And the greatest advice I can give to the youth and to your listeners today is, every bank, certainly in Standard Bank, in fact, we've got the biggest network of financial planners in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We call them the Standard Bank Financial Consultancy, financial planners. You just walk into any of the branches that we've got, or a private banking suite, or whoever is your relationship manager, you ask to speak to a financial planner, qualified, sit down with them, you draw your financial plan. You tell them where you'd like to be 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, invest onshore or offshore. Do you invest in unit trusts or you invest in your normal fixed deposit?
Yes.
Depending on your goals, depending on where you'd like to be.
Which is unique to everyone.
Absolutely. So the starting point, I mean, when you're sick, Gugu, you go to the doctor.
Yes.
When you need support from a therapy perspective, you go to a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Why not consult with a financial planner who's qualified, trained to actually give you advice around how you can go about your how to build a healthy financial life.
100%.
And you don't pay for that. By the way, financial planners, that service is free of charge.
Oh.
You don't have to pay.
Specific to Standard Bank and their clients?
Specific to Standard Bank and their clients. You actually can go and meet. In fact, even if you don't bank with us, you can actually go and talk to one of our financial planners, and they're free of charge. You tell them what your goals are, where you'd like to be in a year, two or three or five, and they'll tell you. They'll even do what we call a financial needs analysis.
Yes.
Where they do an analysis of...
steps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you a conservative investor? Are you a balanced investor? Or are you a risk taker?
Yes.
And then they'll advise you according to that.
100%. No need to talk about money. Yes, we can, around the bride.
Absolutely.
And the school drop-offs, but also speak to a specialist who can actually guide you in that regard.
Absolutely.
Shaka, we've got one more voice note that's come through from one of our listeners and actually been a guest on the show as well. He's the founder of a company called Dijo within the consumer and manufacturing space. Let's take a listen.
Hey, what's good? Dennis Mudibedi, founder of Tiamo Mudibedi Funeral Services. Yes, the gentleman is actually correct. I can concur the data he shares. I'm seeing the same in my funeral business, Funeral Parlor. women are the majority of policyholders in our business, and the age group is between 25 to about 46, if I was to stretch it out, say to about 50. And they're also covering not only their immediate families, but also extended relatives, showing, obviously indicating the level of responsibility and the calculated futuristic risk. So, yeah, happy to listen to him.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Dennis. Dennis, I'm actually sitting here and I'm like, Kante, how many businesses are you in? Hey, when we spoke to you, it was about a food product that you were creating. But as you mentioned, also taking care of a funeral parlor and concurring with the views that have been shared by Shaka around the stats, youth and largely women taking out funeral cover. I think, Shaka, without trying to scare South Africans about the lack of financial planning or adequate steps that we need to take, because we also do see a generation of FOMO, you know, we fear missing out, and if we take trips for the gram, we buy beautiful bags and other items, not pointing any fingers, but what key takeaways can you share with us that we can implement in our lives as a step-by-step basis to make sure that for yourself as an individual and for your loved ones, you actually ensure that you do build wealth, transact effectively, but also have the necessary risk cover?
Absolutely, Gugu and the listeners. So we talk about three things. For example, you know, when we talk about our private banking proposition, but this is general to everyone. We talk about building assets. You know, assets of consequence, buying a home, buying a car. We talk about, buying furniture, creating, buying assets.
I like that.
Building
assets of consequence,
assets.
Because there's a positive assets. Outcome to it in the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it serves a purpose.
And then we talk about paying off your debt, building wealth.
Yes.
Okay. So you build wealth. And this is where we talked about the financial planners.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to a financial planner. Just like you talk to your doctor when you're sick, you need a financial planner if you want to build wealth. And then we talk about protecting your assets.
Yes.
And this is where insurance comes in. Short-term insurance, life insurance. And again, we've used examples like COVID and many other big events. I mean, you've got a beautiful home that you've just recently bought and you didn't take short-term insurance for that. And a storm comes through. We know how unpredictable the weather is these days. And there is no... You don't have any form of insurance to protect that home.
Mm-hmm.
That means any damage that happens, you've got to pay for it.
And we see this, right? How many
Absolutely.
Months ago were we reporting on floods in KZN,
in KZN,
the Eastern Cape?
And the Eastern Cape,
Even here in Joburg, there was a time
Absolutely.
I remember a hailstorm in Midrand and other places,
So if you've bought your assets, you've built your asset base, assets of consequence,
yes.
you've got to worry about protecting them. Transfer the risk, pass on the risk to the insurer. And again, to this end, in Standard Bank, we've got for the short-term insurance, we've got the Standard Insurance Limited. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, from a life insurance perspective, we've got Liberty that we've partnered with. In fact, that is
it's
part of the group, actually, that you can take up life insurance from.
100%.
So yeah.
Something else I do want to ask, Shaka, before we get to two more voice notes. We've got Mobulawa and Maletsema, some of our Kaya Biz family members that often share voice notes with us. So we'll come to them in a moment. But I do also want to speak to the aspect, as you've mentioned, one can access many of these products through for an institution like Standard Bank through the app. How
Absolutely.
Much flexibility is also given? Because you also get to witness people going through retrenchments, some entrepreneurs who are sole proprietors and
yeah.
experience ebbs and flows in yeah. terms of their income. And that's also something that we need to start communicating as consumers.
Absolutely.
To say, hey, I'm going through a difficult time.
Yeah.
How can I amend my payment? So is that something that you do as a team?
We do, as a matter of principle. In fact, we pride ourselves in Standard Bank, Google and the listeners, in our ability to restructure our clients' debt when necessary.
Yeah.
I can give you so many examples. I mean, I'm taken back to a couple of years ago. Now I'm giving away my 30 years in the banking industry. I remember we had a very difficult time. I was based in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
You'd remember when, you know, Marikana happened and there was a
yes.
shutdown in the mines. People not actually working for more than 6 months. I mean, I was actually head of the province at the time. And if I can tell you of how many individual clients' debts that we actually restructured,
Shaga.
Business debts that we restructured. I'm proud to say that back in those days, we never repossessed a single home from any of our clients.
6 months.
6 months without income. In fact, at one point, we were giving away, as corporates in the Northwest, we're giving away food parcels to miners who were not earning income anymore because they were not at work. So I guess I'm trying to say that as Standard Bank in particular,
mm-hmm.
we do really spend time in understanding. Obviously, every client's circumstances are different.
Yes.
You know, so this is not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah.
People's credit rating, people's credit scores are different.
Yes.
So we look at people at individual level. But I must say, we do pride ourselves in our ability to look at individuals and restructure your debt according to, you know, according to your needs.
What you're describing is so important, Shaka, because for many South Africans, you skip 2 months of a payment and then you put your head in the sand and run away,
Absolutely.
Ignore calls from the bank, you know, face the other way when someone talks about, hey, your payment is due, Ms. Mfupi.
Yep.
Just confirming when you'd be able
Absolutely.
To make payment. And what you're encouraging us here to do is to actually communicate.
Talk to your bank.
Yeah.
Go to your bank, irrespective yeah. of your banking, your bank is actually waiting for you. It's a relationship, Google.
Yes.
It's a relationship, right?
Yes.
No relationship works if there's no communication.
100%.
So like with your bank, go and talk to them, sit down with them, help, let them help you restructure. You'll find that there's actually opportunities that your bank can direct you to, and they can restructure. They've got all the knowledge mm-hmm. and the instruments to actually help you do that. So please talk to someone. Communicate.
Put your hands up and actually say, actually, it's a difficult time right now. Can you please help me out? Let's hear from Maletsema from Springs.
Hey Gugu, you know, I love this, the phrase, we're born to be wealthy. We were born to be wealthy. That's all I can say, Gugu. I'm running with this. We were born to be wealthy. Maletsema Springs.
Thank you, Maletsema.
You know, Sis Gugs, when you're having conversations like this, it makes you wonder. So tomorrow morning, first thing, I'm phoning my bank and asking if they provide the same service. Because imagine if I have to go in and say I need, you know, to speak to my financial advisor or my banker, and I need to have this much in 5 years' time, and they advise you on how to get to your goal. That is such a... that is such a needed service. So I don't know. I guess I'll find out tomorrow. I'm going to give them a call. Let's see if they compare. Thanks, Sis Cooks.
Thanks, Mobulawa.
Hello, Sis Kuku. Unjani. I'm enjoying your show as always, and I'm happy because Standard Bank is offering us free consultation in terms of financial services and finding the right investment. And I'm also happy that your guest, you and your guest, you are speaking about property investment. So I'm now looking forward into entering that field and investing in it and also creating employment within it. So thank you for everything and enjoy your show. Love you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I guess I love you too. Thank you. Manzini Mubulawa and Maletsema, they're sharing some feedback. And I guess that's the point of this conversation, right? To make sure that money is accessible. Access to financial knowledge and knowledge about money is also accessible. And as Maletsema mentioned, she loves the sentiment and the words that you echoed, that we were all born really to create wealth.
Absolutely.
And to journey in terms of creating wealth.
Coco, I'll add one more aspect.
Yes.
You create wealth. You protect your wealth,
yes,
through insurance, short-term and long-term insurance. Mm-hmm. But also, you make sure that you leave your legacy to the people that you care about.
Yeah.
And this is where our fiduciary business come into play. You need a will as well.
Yes.
It's very important. By the way, part of my responsibility, which is why you've got that word fiduciary,
yes,
in what I do, is to talk to our people about actually the importance of having a will.
Especially in the black community,
in
right?
In the African community, yeah, it's even more important, yeah, you know. You don't know how much we hear of stories where, you know, when one partner passes away, the family comes and uproots the other partner out of the house because there is no will in place. Mm. So we really also call upon the listeners and our African people in particular out there to say, hey, think about a will as well. It's important that your heart, the legacy you've built and worked so hard for is actually bequeathed or left to the people that you care about.
Yeah.
And your money, your investments, your wealth,
yes,
is left to the people that you want them to have.
Exactly.
Because if you don't, we call it dying intestate, meaning you died without any plan about what happens to you. And you find people have actually amassed huge amounts of wealth.
Sure.
And their wealth ends up in the wrong hands because they've not actually drawn a simple will. And again, here we say, talk to experts.
Yeah.
By the way, in South Africa, you can also draft your own will.
Yes, and not necessarily the CNA one. You can actually go to your bank to make
absolutely
sure that you get one.
You can get one. We prefer that you talk to professionals, of
yes
course. But South African law allows you to draft your own will as long as you've drafted it properly in accordance to the law. But think about a will.
Yes.
Protect your wealth. Make sure that your legacy is left to the right people.
So create your wealth, protect it, and of course protect the legacy as well.
The legacy.
By ensuring that you cover
the
world. November is National Wills Month, if I'm not mistaken.
In September.
Right? September.
Absolutely.
Shaga, we need a conversation about that because, hey.
We absolutely
our people
do. I look forward to coming back for that, Gugu, and we need to talk about that,
yeah,
particularly in the African community.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got less than 30%.
Less than 30%?
30%. Sorry, in fact, sorry, just under 30% of South Africans have a will, which means there's about 70% of us who don't have a will.
Mm.
I have one.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you?
I do too.
Absolutely.
It's very important. Shaga, this has been such a refreshing conversation, and there's so much that we can discuss, you know, just in terms of your leadership, the experience within the different realms of the bank that you've worked in. But what I find so refreshing is that as you've educated us that, again, in the past, perhaps going to the bank and interacting with your money was really a very distant, arm-length
yep
relationship that lasted a couple of hours a day. But right now, we yep have these apps on our phones. We've got access as well to educated individuals who are specialists in helping us manage our money, and of course finding the right avenues that we can do that in a manner that speaks to us.
Absolutely.
So thank you again for your time,
it's
and your knowledge, and for continuing to contribute. Now you're no longer at the branch, look at you now, managing executive. I think there's a beautiful story that still needs to be shared around your journey.
Absolutely. It's been a great pleasure to be here, Gugu, and thank you for having me. Thank you to the listeners as well. We are here to actually change lives
yeah
and make a difference in whatever form or shape. So thank you you so much for allowing me that opportunity.
Thank you. That is Shaka Zwane joining us this evening on Pivot Point. He is the executive head of insurance and fiduciary at Standard Bank South Africa. Thank you all for your voice notes so far in that conversation. Khanya, of course, Malitsema Mubulawa, Manzini, really appreciate it. And that's the point, for us to have these conversations that we understand money is relative, it's personal, but also business isn't boring.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.